There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to day 6 of the tabernacle, the fire. Alan Mosley once said, "It is not using an allegorical or typological method of interpretation to say that for the Israelites, fire surely would have evoked thoughts of the presence and power of God." That was true for the Israelites in the wilderness who first received these instructions, and it's true throughout the Bible. Today's text comes from Leviticus chapter 6, verses 8 through 9, and also verses 12 and 13. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Command Aaron and his sons, saying, 'This is the law of the burnt offering. The burnt offering shall be on the hearth of the altar all night until the morning, and the fire of the altar shall be kept burning on it. Meanwhile, the fire on the altar must be kept burning. It must never go out. Each morning, the priest will add fresh wood to the fire and arrange the burnt offerings on it. He will then burn the fat of the peace offerings on it. Remember, the fire must be kept burning on the altar at all times. It must never go out." In Scripture, fire often symbolizes God's judgment and divine presence. Fire is first mentioned in Genesis 3:24. Right after Adam and Eve were expelled from the Garden of Eden, God placed flaming swords to guard the way to the tree of life. God also rained down fire in judgment on Sodom and Gomorrah. You can see Genesis 19:24. In Exodus 3, God met with Moses at a burning bush. In Hebrews 12:29, the Bible tells us that God is a consuming fire. Therefore, fire can embody the power, the presence, and the wrath of God. Leviticus enlightens us on the significance of the fire on God's altar. 3 times in chapter 6, God tells Moses to keep the fire burning on the altar. It must be extremely important if God emphasizes this requirement 3 times in a span of 5 verses. Remember that the Israelites are camping in the wilderness around the tabernacle, the tent of meeting constructed to worship God. God gave specific instructions through Moses to the Levitical priests. Their obedience to God's law gave them the privilege of continual fellowship with God. In exalting Jesus in Leviticus, Alan Mosley discusses the fire on the altar. When do we have access to God's presence? We always have access to God's presence, and that is symbolized by the perpetual flame on the altar of sacrifice. The fire of God's presence never goes out. When we go through trials, God is with us. In Isaiah 43, God says, "I will be with you when you pass through the waters. You will not be scorched when you walk through the fire, and the flame will not burn you. Do not fear, for I am with you." God does not tell us he will meet us when we come out of suffering. He tells us he will walk with us through suffering. Also, when we feel weak and incapable, God is with us. Jeremiah didn't want to be a prophet because he thought he was too young. But God said to him, "Do not be afraid of anyone, for I will be with you to deliver you." That's Jeremiah 1:8. In fact, there will never be a time when we don't have access to the presence of God. In Matthew 28:20, Jesus said, "I am with you always to the end of the age." Whatever you're going through right now, you have access to God's presence. The fire is always burning. One gate to the tabernacle reminds us that there is a proper way to meet with God. The bronze altar symbolizes God's judgment on all sin. An unblemished sacrifice helps visualize the cost of sin and the value of a substitute. Perpetual fire encourages us to know that there is continual access to God's presence. Some questions to consider. After Moses built the altar, God sent down fire from heaven to light it. In Leviticus 9:24, we read, "And fire came out from before the Lord and consumed the burnt offering and the pieces of fat on the altar. And when all the people saw it, they shouted and fell on their faces." How does God's initial lighting of the altar speak to his power? Exodus 13:21 states that the Lord went ahead of his people in a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. How does the pillar of fire further illustrate God's power and presence? And finally, how do you keep your spiritual fire burning for God? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.